This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, if I were you, kill myself in a Starbucks. No condom, that's no fucks. Patreon, that startup. Got a sense that's bigger than hard one. Buy my mama's cookies. Buy my mama cookies. Pop still looking like a backpack. Cute girl in my class, she looking hot. What advice you got? Fuck, I got a problem now. I'm trying to shoot some buckets. Coach Blumenfeld, hold it down. If I were you, if I were you,
that's ain't awesome.
Do that motto, follow, that's what I would do. Yeah, if I were you, ay, if I were you, yeah, ay, if I were you, ay, ay, if I were you, if I were, ay, if I were you, yeah, ay, if I were you, if I were, ay, if I were you, ay, ay, if I were you, bitch.
Dude.
Whoa.
That was awesome. Buy my mama's cookies, A. I think that's the coolest way to promote my mother's cookie business, for sure.
Is that still up and running, yourmomscookies.com?
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's a great holiday gift, folks. Yeah, she makes like a couple orders every week still.
Wow.
Yeah.
jakesmomscookies.com.
That's right. And sometimes she, when we talk about it on the podcast, she gets a little overwhelmed with orders. So
tread lightly.
Yeah, just be careful, guys. My mom, she works real hard. So
work together to make sure that there is an appropriate amount of orders coming in.
Yeah. Can you, if you're thinking about doing it, just don't, okay?
Consult a friend.
Yeah.
Make sure that one in every 10 of you thinking about it pulls the trigger.
Can you consolidate? I like them to be staggered so my mom doesn't get frazzled here.
And if they could all be shipped to the same hub, that would be ideal. So like a centralized location.
It.
30 orders sent to St. Louis. Everyone picks them up from a gas station.
Ideally. No, she can handle it. Order the cookies. She loves it.
Nick Wheeler is who made that theme song. He raps at soundcloud.com/onesystem, the number one, and then system without an E, of course.
S-Y-S-T-M.
That's right. He also has a podcast, Another Long Day with Nick Wheeler.
Cool. Should we do the theme song for that one?
I guess it makes sense.
It's only fair. He did one for us.
We'll pay it forward.
Yeah. Well, that would just be paying it back, technically.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. It doesn't really matter. No big deal.
No. No. I'm glad you fucking corrected me. That's good.
I'm just saying.
Can't fucking wait for you to mess up. I can't fucking wait. What'd you say? I'm just saying.
That one was fine. You're not just saying. You're getting so worked up. You know, I'm like just trying to make.
I'm on
banter.
What's that?
I'm trying to make
banter.
Don't act like you don't hear me if you're interrupting me. Like, you can't interrupt me and say what, right?
I just can't wait for you to flub.
I'm not going to flub.
Yeah, right.
I can talk a mile a minute and I never make a mistake. I never have to think. I'm good at thinking on my feet is what I was going to say.
All right. First things first. What's your sickness update? It's been about a week since the last record. Are you 100%? Are you 90%? Where are you at?
It's kind of hard to tell today because I'm kind of hungover, if I can be candid with you.
And our audience.
I do think I felt good yesterday. I felt good enough to go on a run. The day before that, I worked out. So I'm feeling back to, I think, 100% cold-wise.
Minus the hangover.
Right. There was sort of a lingering, it was so weird. I would go to sleep and my throat would feel dry. Is there some kind of science around that? Lying down makes your throat dry?
Oh, you were fine all day and then as soon as you lie down.
Yeah, as soon as I lie down, I have a scratch in my throat and I'm just like, it's so weird. Why at 11:30 p.m. when I try to go to bed is when that happens?
That's a good question. I was going to say maybe it's the dryness of the heating in New York, because that's what I've experienced. But you're saying is it doesn't even affect you all day, just when you lie down.
Yeah. But then that is also when I lie down is when I've been in my heated apartment for 3 hours. So maybe that's it's getting to me
the
by
trigger.
Then. Yeah. But I mean, I am in heat all day.
Thankfully, we're both of us back to near 100% time to record for the holidays.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good because I was a week behind you. Mm-hmm. I'm already ready for my next one.
Yeah, it is. It feels like for in New York, at least I'll just be sick for the next few months.
Yeah, until May.
About to get sick or just getting over something. It's sort of just a wave of never feeling 100%.
I was wondering if there's a really big movie where thousands of people are working on it, in Batman or something, and Christian Bale is shooting in Chicago and he just has a really bad cold. Can he still do a sex scene, or would they just delay everything for him?
It seems like you probably have some really professional producers who can rearrange the days to make it a light day for Christian Bale on the day.
If he's feeling a head cold.
Yeah. So when he's at his worst, they're you know what? Why don't we swap this day and we'll do exteriors. We're going to get B-roll of all this stuff.
I really appreciate that.
Are you doing the Christian Bale Batman voice or Christian Bale cold? No. Sounds like Christian Bale's Batman voice.
I've just been up all night sneezing is all.
But he would have a British accent.
Oh, thank you.
There it is.
If we could shoot out Heath today, that would go a long way.
It's so sad. What a sad throwback to a time when Heath Ledger was alive and they were making The Dark Knight.
Do we have any Kleenexes here? Or did Heath use them all, removing his Joker makeup?
Knock it off, you're depressing me.
All right, sorry.
Heath's a beast at crafty.
Imagine Heath with the flu beating up Batman in a room.
He went to a dark place to play Joker, and we all owe him a debt for his service to society.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring up old demons. All right, what is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast 7 years running almost, in which Jake and I host. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake. Damn, 7 years. Yikes.
I think it'll be 7 years in May, so I'm jumping the gun a little bit.
Jumping the gum. I love that. Nice flub. But it was sort of a slant flub where we can promote HeadGum. So I know you didn't do it on purpose, but your fuck up actually it lended itself well to a little promo. Check out HeadGum.com for all of our podcasts. I know you that was a slip of the tongue because you don't really have a masterful control of your mouth. So I appreciate it. Nice.
You didn't have to say nice. You already complimented me in a really backhanded way. Nice.
Nice.
Nice, actually. That was nice.
Yeah, no, the way you fucked that up actually worked out to our benefit. So good work. Nice. Nice.
Good work on that last one. Nice.
Yeah, appreciate that, bud. Nice.
I got a question about peeing in the sink.
Oh, heads up. All right.
So we'll call this guy
Pete Peenley
writes, "Hey, is it cool to pee in the sink? I think it's pretty dope since you don't get any splashback and you don't have to use your hands." You don't have to use your hands. Also, it's easier at night when you don't want to turn the lights on and wake up. Let me know what you think. Is this genius or what? Love, Pete.
Okay. Interesting. I don't think it's genius. It's not better than peeing in the toilet. I can understand vaguely it being slightly more convenient, but I can't quite imagine that you don't need to use... Well, you don't really need to use your hands. I think it's...
Why do you need to use your hands for the toilet? Oh, like lifting up the seat if you live with a lady?
Lifting up the seat. I mean, aiming. That's what I thought he was talking about.
Sinks are high. I'm trying to like...
Sinks are high. Sinks are like waist height, so you can kind of just drape your dick in... And let the pee go straight into the drain. I don't hate it as a concept. I pee in sinks all the time, but it's not ever like.
Why do you do it?
Well, at my parents' house in Connecticut, my brother and I share the attic. So there's like a room on one end, then there's like this big unfinished storage area. Then there's my room, and in the middle there's like. For some reason, we have a half bathtub. Have you ever seen a half bathtub?
Like, it's a sitting tub, but that's it?
Yeah. It's truly, it's like, it looks like a stunted bathtub. It was like, because my parents' house is really old and like in the early 1900s, that was like a maid's quarters up there. So I guess all of their tubs are like clawfoot tubs. And I guess the maid wasn't allowed to have a full one. Whoever's maid it was, so they had a half bathtub and then a sink, so there's no like shower, and for some reason there's no toilet. I don't know what the maid did.
I don't even think that's a bathroom you're describing.
It's the weirdest. It's a half tub, a pedestal sink, and then like a paint sink. That's, you know, like those are like really deep sinks,
right?
So there's no toilet. So we have one sink for brushing our teeth and one sink for peeing into.
Got it. You pee into the almost the deep sink, which is almost like a urinal up there.
Yeah. So that's standard. And then there have been times when I had to pee really bad and someone was in the bathroom, so I'll like pee in the sink.
In theory, it's like when I don't think about it too hard, it seems like a Philistine move. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Who pees in a sink? That's where I brush my teeth.
Right, but you.
That's where I wash my hands.
You're not like touching the enamel. Is it enamel?
Yeah. Yeah, or whatever that. The ivory.
Porcelain.
The porcelain.
It's porcelain,
right?
Yeah.
You're not
enamel
touching
is teeth.
Where the pee was.
Right.
Right.
You're not like scrubbing the drain where the pee went down. Also, like water runs. It truly is kind of the same thing as a urinal.
It still feels wrong.
It does feel wrong. I mean, I could imagine.
Until you think about it.
Also, pee is sterile. It's not like actually. It's not like germs. You know, you're not.
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
Really?
I think what you said was not true.
I don't think there's germs in pee.
I think there's germs in pee. I'll go on record and say I think there's germs in pee.
Should we look it up?
Like you drink pee, you think that's safe to have?
I don't think it's safe to drink. Well, when sailors are lost at sea, they say to drink pee before drinking seawater.
When sailors are lost at sea, they say to drink the pee.
Okay.
It's sterile and safe, you see. All you gotta do is drink my pee.
Urine is...
Drink my pee, boy.
This is from The Guardian. Urine is sterile because it contains no living organisms unless the person that produces it is unlucky enough to have a urinary tract or bladder infection. There are less bacteria in urine than in tap water, for example.
Whoa.
But drinking tap water is generally safe because it contains no toxic substances.
So unless you have a urinary infection of sorts, you can drink pee and be fine?
Yeah.
So I should be brushing my teeth in the toilet?
I guess.
I should be drinking
We should be drinking
shower
urine.
Water.
You know, like how 50 Cent made a lot of money on with like vitamin water?
Yeah.
Like, is there something to us bottling piss and selling it as a as like a fucking
soda
sports beverage? Like, you know how like LaCroix has pamplemousse? And
yeah, that's a flavor like, of sparkling water, right? Right.
Is there...
You're right.
I'm like spitballing. This is like pie in the sky.
I know
sky.
What you're trying to say.
This
is like, you've already suggested it.
No, this is just like throwing everything against the wall, seeing what sticks. But
see
is there
sticks,
any...
Yeah.
Is there
a world where we bottle our urine and sell it online?
Is there
no.
any value
is that what you're gonna say?
To the notion...
No, there's not. Yeah.
That we would put our piss in bottles and sell it as like...
Yeah,
as a fucking
exactly
sports, as a sports soda,
it's,
as a sports drink, well, as a beverage.
It's definitely
as
not
like a juice.
Yeah, it's definitely not a sports drink. Like, there's no electrolytes in piss. I bet.
Well, it wouldn't be just piss. It's like our piss, but it's like flavored with, I don't know, fucking. I'm thinking pamplemousse just because it's already in the ether because I said it. But like, if we did yeah. like a grapefruit and piss cocktail
soda,
yeah.
yeah. For sports.
Is there anything to that, or should I?
No, there's not. There's
right.
nothing to that.
I'm not saying the first idea is gold, but I'm saying like maybe there's like an inkling of something there that we can.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you're
gonna... You already piss in bottles, so I feel like the hard part's done.
Actually, I just got my car detailed and I forgot that I forgot to remove the piss bottle. Luckily, there was no piss in the bottle, but they did. I noticed that they threw the bottle away. I wonder if they were like, oh, here's an empty bottle, or if they like smelled it and they were like, this guy pissed in this bottle.
You think that's bad? I was just told everybody to drink their piss.
I was going to sell that. Well, so I really think the only negative to peeing in the sink is if it smells. You don't want the sink to start smelling like urine.
Yeah, so instead of
whether
flushing,
or not it's like healthy or sanitary, it does have a bad odor.
That's right. But you also, so instead of flushing, you just sort of turn the sink on and wash it down.
Yeah. I wonder if that uses less water also.
Jesus Christ. Is this guy right?
Is he a genius?
Splashback?
He says there's no splashback. I mean, it's probably true. Your penis is a lot closer to what you're aiming at.
Yeah. Why is there so much water in a toilet? Why isn't a toilet more dry like a sink, like a urinal almost?
I feel like it's for, I don't know, so the shit goes under the water so it doesn't smell so bad?
Right, because urinals are dry, but toilets are submerged.
Is there anything to that?
You never see a urinal in a house.
I remember having a fantasy as a boy that like when I was a grown up I was going to have a urinal in my house.
A urinal is a sink. It's a weird shaped sink.
Yeah.
So this guy is not deranged. He's just reappropriating what sinks are, calling it a urinal.
I mean, you're well within your right to do that. I think unless you have like a roommate who doesn't want you to pee in the sink. And
yeah.
And whether or not it's like valid if they're like this is, I mean it is kind of gross. It just is. So if they were like don't pee in the sink, I don't think you could be like there's nothing wrong with it. Like it's you can't. Unless it's your own if it's your own personal sink, by all means, pee away.
Yeah. And this guy is saying that you don't have to deal with waking up at night, turning on the light, figuring out where the bowl is. You just plop your dick in the sink.
It's nice. I mean, if it's the middle of the night, I'm sitting. I'm not like aiming. There's not an it's a very lazy activity. I just go and plop my ass on the toilet. Pee, I'm half
right.
asleep.
But imagine plopping your ass in the sink.
I think I'd rather sit to pee in the middle of the night than stand by the sink. Cause like for me, the longer I'm like, I spend on my feet, I'll like, my body's going to think that it's time to wake up.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to invent that bed where you can piss in it because there's a little hole in the middle.
I remember that. And actually, I do.
So you don't even have to stand up.
It's a solid idea.
You just sort of roll over and fuck the mattress a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fleshlight. Oh, that's kind of fun. If you need to fuck the mattress as well,
that's cool.
You could do that.
Yeah. So you can fuck a mattress. It's a kind of like a blow-up doll that you can fill with pee-pee in the middle of the night.
Is there anything to that?
Yeah, I think that's better than selling grapefruit-flavored energy piss.
I didn't even think about it being energy piss.
No, sorry, I meant sports piss.
5-hour energy already kind of does taste like piss.
It certainly looks like it.
Yeah. So why not just go the whole nine?
It's not like going the whole nine is. It's not like they started making piss and gave up and made an energy drink. It's going the whole one.
It's called
making a complete U-turn to a different product.
Oh, literally the number one.
That's cool.
And literally a U-turn, a urine turn.
Oh, that's nice. So it's called the whole one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's little 5-hour energy capsules filled with your piss.
I'm glad you come around.
All right, let's hammer out some details during this break. We'll come back and answer some more questions after these messages.
Bye.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to Let's Do It! Mom, I'm coming!
Gross. Yeah, baby. You know what? Baths are on the mind? I think we both have bath-related advice this week.
Yeah, so mine is just straight-up baths, an at-home bath. You got a tub at home?
Me?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
So I've had a tub for like 3 years now, and only in like the last month or two, I'm like, I've been taken baths. We're talking a 30 to 60 minute soak around 9 p.m.
You have a pretty big tub, right? Does it have jets?
It doesn't have jets, but it is big enough for two, if you know what I mean.
Sexy time.
If necessary.
Do you ever take double baths?
Occasionally taking a double bath, but I'll tell you, most of the time I'm just in there by myself. You add some Epsom salts.
Yeah, you put
Epsom?
The, yeah.
Epsom?
Epsom? I think, I don't know. But the salts.
Either way, you add some salts.
You Google that. It'll tell you how to spell it.
Yeah. Anti-inflammatory agents. And it's so relaxing, especially when it's a little cold out. It's better on the East Coast than it is in LA, because in the East Coast, you come home and you're like, bones are cold. You're like chilled all the way in.
Yeah.
A bath will thaw you out.
It really will. And so how many baths a week are you taking here?
Nearly every day. So I'll say five a week.
No shit.
Yeah. It's almost like part of my nightly routine. It's like, all right, it's 9 or 10. I'm almost time to like start getting ready for bed. Take a 30 to 60 minute long soak, rinse off, then get ready for bed and go into bed. And I'm feeling very relaxed.
It relaxes you.
Yeah.
Do you have any pain in your body that it helps with, the Epsom salt?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes like tightness in my hamstrings, like you can stretch a little bit in there. Or like if I'm feeling sore in my neck or my back. Loosens you up.
How hot are you going? Like so hot you can barely stand it, or just like a nice easy warm?
Pretty warm. Yeah, pretty hot. So like it's like ah ha ha ha. Oh, oh, oh. Ah. Sometimes it's like I'm even sweating above the bath because it's like steaming up.
Right. Sometimes like if a bath is too hot, I don't find it relaxing. I find it almost stressful. I'm like, it's too hot. It's too hot.
But it will cool down.
Right.
It'll cool down, adjust to your body.
And you can like put your feet out of it. So like that'll cool you down
too. Yeah. That feels good too. Get a glass of water in there.
And you know what? So this is bath related. They recently opened like a straight up bathhouse near me.
Wow.
And
so now it's an entire home dedicated to the bath.
It is.
The goat.
It's truly the goat. It is so cool. I'm just like 100% converted to bathhouses. This is like, it's something that exists in like so many other cultures, like the Japanese onsen thing, like the Turkish baths, and in Iceland, yeah, they have like those thermal pools all over the place. Like, just
it seems as like it was like the first gym was 2,000 years ago bathhouses.
Yeah, just like communal soaks and steams and schwitzes, you know?
Yeah, what's the deal there? Like, do you have to pay like a gym membership, or is it like $20 a time?
For the one near me, it's $50 a time.
Whoa.
But this is like the Equinox of bathhouses. It is.
Got it.
It's so nice. Like, what's
it called?
It's called Bathhouse.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually.
And what's in there?
It's on North 10th and Barry, right near your old place.
That's pretty cool. So what's the deal? What's going on in there? How big is it?
So it is. It seems like it's probably like 2,000 square feet downstairs. You have it's maybe like 5x20, 5x15 neutral pool that's like just kind of warm. And it's like some kind of mineral or something. I don't even know. But then they
it looks very dark and relaxing in there.
Yeah. It is so sleek, so sexy. And yeah, just like big marble blocks, ice water, robes, towels, sandals.
Spa vibes.
Spa vibes. So they have the neutral soak. They also have a cold plunge. And then they have the hot tub. So you just go in and out of everything.
Go back and forth.
From the hot tub to the cold plunge to the hot tub to the cold. Like, I did that like five times. It feels so fucking good. It's so frigid. And then like when you just can relax in the pool. And I was just there with my brother, just chatting, hanging, drinking water, going into the cold pool, going into the hot tub. Then they also have two saunas, a steam room.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wait, which one is the wet, like humid, dripping water? And which one is like the dry cedar wood?
The steam room. The steam room's the wet one.
Yeah, that's really wet.
Yeah, that's wet. And then the sauna is super, super dry. It's not really fun.
Which
when
one do
you
prefer?
I prefer a sauna usually, but like sometimes, I mean, right now I kind of have, I'm like getting over a cold. So I'm like, I don't, I, I don't like, I can't tolerate the dryness right now.
The dryness in your sinus.
Yeah.
Imagine entering the steamiest sauna. There's like 40 people in there and you just have a sneeze fit.
Well, the other nice thing about this sauna in particular is that, like, usually when I've gone to saunas, it's just like big fat Jewish men. And now
naked.
Yeah. God, at my gym, there is the biggest Hasidic guy that just takes up the entire sauna. It's fucking crazy. but this is like, it feels like a sexy Williamsburg club.
That's cool.
Everyone's young. It's Equinox.
Whoa, is there a restaurant attached to it?
Yeah,
do I see?
There's also a restaurant. I can't believe I'm giving them this much of an ad.
This is great. I feel like I want to spend a day there.
Are you coming back on Friday?
Yeah, Friday, and then we're busy Saturday, and then we leave on Sunday.
Damn.
It's not going to happen this week.
Next time.
Fuck!
Next time. It's truly, it's so good. But yeah, I think for me, like, I have so much of those, like, chronic pain, and it does wonders for everything that ails me.
Yeah, and you can't get, like, a monthly pass. You really got to spend $50 every time you go there.
No, they have a monthly pass, but it's, like, I think it's, like, $220 or $250.
Oh, wow.
So it's... I don't think I would go more than like four or five times a month. I think they also do a five pass for 200.
So the goal in life is to be so rich you have an Equinox membership and then also a bathhouse membership.
Yeah. And you just don't even think twice. And you're like, oh yeah, I haven't been to the bathhouse in a few months. Imagine being so rich that you're spending $200 by accident and you don't even remember.
At the bathhouse.
Classic.
Wait, I had another question. Oh, yeah. But when you leave and it's cold out, doesn't that sort of like take away all the hot energy that you've amassed at the bathhouse?
Well, so you get nice and your body temperature goes up. And then you take a hot shower afterwards. You dry off. You put on your jacket. When I left, I was still warm. The weather did not hit me in the same way.
I see.
It feels kind of like
going into the... refreshing.
Yeah, it really is. It felt like leaving the gym, how like when you leave you go to the gym, you're cold, but you leave and you're like, you don't need a jacket for a walk.
All right. Baths and bathhouses.
Yeah.
Get a bath in your house and get a bathhouse in your spouse.
You gotta start bathing.
All right. Next question.
Yeah.
Let's get back to business here.
Come on.
Groomsman question. We'll call this guy Gary Room.
Nice.
The groom.
I love that. G Room.
My friend is getting married in 2 months and is asking me to be one of his groomsmen. Here's the thing. I honestly don't give a shit about his wedding or want to be in it. I like both the bride and the groom, but I've just been in a lot of weddings lately and I don't want to be in, let alone go to one. So what should I do? He is one of my closest friends, and I'm not sure if I should suck it up and just do it or tell him no.
He's one of your closest friends, and you feel like this? I'm really conflicted.
Imagine getting rejected.
God, you really don't come back from that. But I am, like, conflicted between telling him... I mean, clearly, he should suck it up and, like, God, fuck, I hate this guy. This is insane. Like...
Because the groomsman doesn't even have a lot of obligations. He's not asking him to be the best man.
Right. Best man has, like, you know, it's a job. It is a job. It's an honor. It's a job of honor for sure. But it's...
Have you been a best man?
I actually have not.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Wait, have you?
Not really. My brother had, like, me and my brother as his best men, but there wasn't, like, many obligations or responsibilities.
Right.
Like, there was no bachelor party or anything to plan.
You had a speech at my wedding, though. That's sort of like an obligation.
Speech is like the biggest. Yeah, speech is the biggest thing. But like to say that you don't even want to go, let alone be
like,
in one.
For one of
that's
your
like
closest
you don't
want to
stand
friends,
next to him.
That's truly insane. So like part of me wants to be like, yeah, say no, because then this guy won't be your friend anymore and that's what you deserve. So like that's what I think. Like you seem like a bad guy and and your friend deserves better, I think.
So your advice is to the groom because you want this bad guy to out himself as such.
Yeah, I'd like you to tell this, I'd like you to tell your friend the truth, because then that will free him of the burden, which is you.
that's
where I come down on it for sure. It's like,
yeah,
a wedding is such a personal, monumental, wonderful thing for the bride and the groom. And like, when they ask you to be a part of it, it's like so much thought goes into everything. And like, it's crazy that you would take that and just be like, ah, like make it about you in such a weird way. I don't know. I fucking hate it. What's your advice to this fucker?
I would probably just suck it up and go. I wouldn't like try to stand firm and, you know, hold my ground and say, you know what? No, I'm not a groomsman. I'm sick of this fucking wedding.
I've been to too many weddings, man. You get that.
I've had too many free dinners, and it's annoying.
Being a groomsman is like kind of a, like, a solid position at a wedding. You know, if you're single and you're a groomsman, you're like wedding celeb.
Yeah,
you're a VIP.
That's right.
That's a good place to be.
You get to wear the tux.
Yeah, you want to look like you're an important member of the wedding.
Yeah, otherwise you might as well not even go,
which I guess is what this guy's thinking.
People talk up weddings like they're, you know, amazing magical nights, and oftentimes they are. But have you ever been to a wedding without an open bar? People get legit upset at the bride and groom. Like, can you believe this? We're here celebrating them and they won't even give us free booze? I had to pay for this last wine. They get so upset that they had to pay for the drinks, or God forbid, no drinks at all.
Yeah.
Then all the magic of the wedding goes away.
I think I would be upset if I had to pay for my own drinks at a wedding. But I wouldn't. Right. It is weird.
It would sour the wedding. But like, that just means you're only there for the free drinks.
Yeah. I think there's definitely, it's like, it's expectations being met, I think. When you go to a wedding, you like expect there to be past hors d'oeuvres. You expect there to be a cocktail. You expect drinks, and you expect speeches. And like when those
and
things don't, yeah, when the things don't happen, I think it is totally true that everybody turns on the bride and groom, which is so funny.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're here to celebrate the love. But if I had to rank the things I want to be here, it's free drinks, a steak, a dance floor, and then the ceremony.
Honestly, and when you think about how fickle that is, like how easy everyone can turn on you, that's when you really need your best friends around you. You need your groomsmen. Like at our rehearsal dinner, which was just like insane, one debacle after the next. Like,
what happened at the rehearsal dinner?
Go back and listen to episode, which one was it?
Where Jill was on?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. I'll look it up.
But I mean, having my groomsmen around me, that was like
3:45.
That was like the saving grace of that. So like, if you can't do that for your boy, if you can't be there for your friend to make sure his day feels special, fuck off.
That's awesome, dude.
Nice.
All right, one last question. This one should be a quickie. I'm a single guy, shy guy on Hinge, writes Harry. And Bumble, writes Barry, after being in a 5-year relationship. I'm looking for a dime piece to call my own, but I'm not getting much of a response from anyone. A year back, I moved to the southwest of England after freelancing in London so I could buy a house. Down in the southwest, there's lots of conservative opinion, so not many creative types, but there are lots of beautiful women. So I'm hoping to find a diamond among these rough-ass Tory voters. Think Trump voters. On paper, they could be considered a catch. I just bought a house at the age of 28. I foster dogs. I'm financially independent. I'm good at DIY, and I'm a good cook. I'm a good listener too. I've even been using the Pinch's tips for texting.
Heyo.
I'm starting to think my shoulder length hair could be stopping me from matching with some of these ladies. Should I try to look like everyone else in order to seize some lady cheese, or should I continue seizing my own cheese and stay true to myself and style and value? I have attached some pictures for you to judge my hair as you see fit. And it's basically a picture of a handsome man with straight long hair that rests on his shoulder.
I think shoulder length hair is the goat haircut for dudes that have hair. that looks good in that way. You know what I mean?
Well, you could do this and you don't do it. So where's your reasoning?
No, I don't think I could do it. My
why? I mean,
my hair's not thick enough. It doesn't. If
this guy's hair's not thick.
If I grow my hair out, it has like a weird part on one side that like looks bad. Like one.
If anything, your hair is too thick. This guy's hair looks fine and silky, and he can mold it however he wants.
Man, if I could grow my hair to my shoulders and have it look cool, I would.
And you've tried.
I have tried. It stops.
And you've gotten far.
It basically stops growing around my chin, and it doesn't look good. I have like, yeah, there. It's. I feel like
you'd have to flat iron.
Yeah, I wish it looked good. I think long hair is the goat haircut if you have a hair that can grow that way.
I guess if you want to test it out, you can Photoshop some short hair pics, or even post ones where your hair's not in full view, and then when they meet up, then it's like, oh, I've grown my hair out since.
That's true. Put it in a ponytail and tuck it through a hat.
A hat with a pony, like a lady jogging. Yeah. Runyon can.
I don't think you need to Photoshop anything, but maybe like hide the hair. Wear a hat in a photo or two. See how that plays.
Yeah, but you don't have to cut your hair yet.
He also says that like there's less people in the southwest of London or of England. So it really could just be that. Like there's just less of a dating pool to draw from.
Right. And I think the people there are so conservative that they look at his long hair and they scoff.
Yeah. But I don't think you want to date somebody that only wants to date people with short hair, you know, because that's not who you are. It's better to present yourself. You'll get less matches, but when you do, they'll be true.
Oh, the true match. The best match of all.
Exactly.
All right, that's it. Questions up, questions down. Baths were discussed. Everything. We got to it all. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Hey-o.
The opening one was Nick Wheeler, the rapper. This closing one is named, his name is Sigurd, pronounced Seeger, sorry, Seeger, and he's a 23-year-old Norwegian dude. And he made this original 80s-inspired theme to use on the podcast.
This guy sounds like he also has long hair.
Yeah, Seeger. If we should use it, he'd appreciate a shout-out to his Spotify, Seeger.
Ross?
Spelled S-I-G-U-R-D. Seeger Ross? No, it's not Seeger Ross. Seegerd A-B-L. I'm trying to break 10,000 streams this year. Can I recommend something easier to pronounce than Sigurd space A space B space L?
Oh my God.
We're trying to get to 10,000 streams, but we're doing our best. Thanks to Seeger and Nick. Thanks to you guys for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'll be back next week. Take a bath, everyone.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
You have.
Bath, by the way, prime podcast listening time too.
Oh, I do like to listen to podcasts in the bath. Not in the bathhouse, but in the bath.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Obviously.
Maybe back next week. Ciao, everybody.
Nice.
You're in need of an epiphany. Need advice, but no one's listening. And you feel your body giving in. Just email into these two dudes. Once the chipmunk, both are Jews. And the show is called If I Were You. They'll answer your question
straight to the point.
Then Jacob will turn into the Game Boy. When Ben does his best to destroy the show,
Amir keeps him in check, he's very coy.
Jake will go home with a golden mic again.
He makes up the rules, they will probably fight again.
If you think you can handle the shame and mockery,
email your problems to Ace and Jocelyn.
Email in if I were you.
Email in if I were you.
Email in if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.